So I thought I was going to have a nice, quiet Saturday night, either watching basketball or watching whatever bowl game was on. And I'm looking on Twitter, and all of a sudden, Twitter exploded with tweets talking about there was stuff going on at the Castleton Square Mall. Hundreds, fights, shots fired, all kind of mess. Police and sheriffs responded. No arrests. They're still looking for the bullet hole. First of all, if you're going to fire a weapon in a building, Drew, you know, when a bullet goes up, it's going to either come down and lie there on the ground spent, or it's going to make a hole in something. No one was injured, but because it's the Castleton Square Mall, let me kind of, the Castleton Square Mall, so to give you an idea, according to a research company by the name of Scarborough, which does consumer research that companies buy, media, television, radio, print media, purchases, and they survey about 18 to 1900 adult consumers from the age of 18 up in cities all across the country, including Indianapolis. And the Scarborough says that here in Indianapolis, 31.2% of all adults in the Indianapolis metro area either visit or shop the Castleton Square Mall in a 3-month period. So one-third of the total community of Indianapolis goes through the Castleton Square Mall. It's the number one shopping mall in this city. For African Americans, you're about to get shocked, Drew. The number one shopping mall for African Americans is not Lafayette Square, not Circle Center, not Washington Square, but the Castleton Square Mall, 40.8%. That's 2 out of every 5 African-American adults either visit or shop Castleton in a 3-month period. And most of them, now y'all are going to really get blown away, 78% of African-Americans who either shop or visit Castleton Square are women. Not dudes, sisters. 47% make between $35,000 and $75,000 a year. 38% make over $50,000 a year. That's the people who actually, from our community, go to Castleton. Notice, Drew, they don't ask a question of how many quote-unquote thugs go to Castleton. And when I'm looking at the income, there's only 17% are low income, under $25,000 a year. Again, that's Scarborough. I didn't make this up. This is an independent research company. Anyway, I know y'all want to talk about the mess at Castleton. 239-1310, 239-1310. I have some strong things to say, not only about parental responsibility, but the responsibility of the mall owner, Simon Property Group. Yes, so if y'all are listening at the headquarters of Simon down in the Simon building right between the Hyatt and the Westin, you can turn your radio up a little bit because I want y'all to clearly hear what I have to say. 239-1310. But first, let's find out from the men and women of law enforcement what really happened Saturday night. Sergeant Kendale Adams of IMPD is on our line. Like, Brother Kendale, Happy New Year. First of all, how you doing?
Happy New Year, Amos, and Happy New Year to the listeners.
So walk me through what happened, because it looks like all the media tweets started when everybody was listening, when the media and the news departments were listening to the scanners Saturday night somewhere around 8 o'clock. Is that when the first word hit?
That's correct. We started receiving calls around 7:45 for assistance at Castle Square Mall. Off-duty Marion County Sheriff's deputies were there, and they were having some issues trying to corral some of the young teenagers that were spewing out into the street. We responded with several of our on-duty officers and were able to quickly mitigate the issue that they were having.
Were there incidents in two different locations? The first set of tweets indicated that there was some big fight, brawl, hundreds of young people, in the food court, which is in the eastern section of Castleton Mall between Sears and used to be Galleons, but they got a different Dick's Sporting Goods. And then somehow the movie theater got involved, but you can't enter the movie theater from inside the mall. You got to go outside. So how do you get from the, that's a long way from the food court at Castleton out to the front of the theater.
Well, I think in talking to some of our Marin County partners there, that the common congregation area is right in front of the theater there. Mm-hmm. So as they push these individuals out of the mall, they obviously began to congregate right there in front of the AMC movie theater.
So there were there any fights inside the lobby of the AMC based upon the information your officers and also talking with mall security and the sheriffs came up with?
Well, there were several disturbances outside and inside. Primarily the majority of the disturbance happened inside, and then once they got out, there were
inside
some,
the theater.
Yes, there were some smaller skirmishes.
Mm-hmm. At one point on Saturday night, a IMPD lieutenant started talking to the media, the producers and the reporters from television, who were out at Castleton, and those individuals started to tweet that indicated that IMPD had monitored social media earlier in the week, and based upon that monitoring, extra officers were placed. What's the facts?
No, the fact of the matter is, officers on the scene there started talking to some of these juveniles, and some of those juveniles had indicated to the officers that there was some chatter on social media. So prior to Saturday, IMPD had no information via social media that there was supposed to be some gathering, that there was supposed to be some type of violence. All of that information came after the fact, and so that'll be something that the investigators over at North District look at to see what, because I'll be honest with you, we received a lot of that, but no one has shown us what that social media.
So wait a minute, people are saying they saw something on Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat and them,
yeah,
but they've not shown you the screenshot, because
right,
Twitter saves everything.
Correct.
Facebook saves everything.
Correct.
Is that, I heard that they got something called Snapchat that's there for a minute and then disappears.
Right. And let me be clear, we're not saying that it's not there. We just have not seen anything that would indicate to us that, you know, there was a problem or that it was going to happen. So we have a good working relationship with Simon Mall, and we actually had officers that were on the way there prior to the disturbance happening. So you know,
wait, were those officers on the way because somebody thought there might be something jumping off?
No, I think they you know, obviously with the holiday season, Simons had indicated that, you know, they were hiring extra security, and they had hired those five or six sheriff's deputies. And so, you know, obviously just as a natural byproduct of that corridor, our North District commander is very aware and very astute to what is going on there. So he sent a couple of his officers up there just to make sure everything was okay. Now, obviously, they didn't know the large number of kids that were there. So all of that kind of just transpired all about the same time.
There have been a couple of other instances. Evidently, there was some kind of disturbance fight in October of last year. Then there was something in the early winter, I think February or March of 2013, in Castleton. Is it been the experience of IMPD that most young people that come to Castleton Mall, they're not riding the number 19 bus, they're coming in cars?
Yes.
This is not
that,
like Circle Center, where you can ride any bus on Indigo and it ends up at Circle Center.
Right. And again, I mean, that in the information I received from several of those on scene was that, you know, several of these teens were being dropped off or were being, you know, in cars with friends. And so, you know, that just begs to differ. And again, I mean, we're, you know, a lot of these teens were there to have a good time. I mean, to do what most kids do, and a lot of times just be seen. We're talking about a small fraction of kids that decided for whatever reason that they wanted to cause a disturbance.
One of the questions that's raised are from people saying, wait a minute, we're hearing on the media that there were hundreds of people, that there were fights. How come nobody gets arrested?
Yeah, oftentimes what happens is, you know, the police response is to try to restore order. Mm-hmm. And so in that, if we have to effect an arrest, we will. But a lot of times what you're seeing is mutual combat, and, you know, our first priority is to make sure that everyone there is safe. And so if an officer engages in an arrest, you have to imagine that's going to take that officer out of service while all these other incidences are going on. So, you know, our job is to try to come in there, restore peace, get kids reunited with parents that may be coming to pick them up or get folks off that lot as long as there are no significant injuries.
Correct. We're talking with Officer Sergeant Kendall Adams of the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department. Correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't firecrackers sound to the average person as shots fired?
Yes, it could. I mean, it certainly could.
Were there any ballistic tests? Has Simon done any tests to find, they shown you photos of a bullet hole, or did they find a spent casing somewhere? Because obviously if a bullet was fired inside the mall, it had to hit, it didn't hit a human being, it had to hit something.
Right. No, I think the allegation of the shots fired actually came from one of our officers. As he was responding, he reportedly heard a shot in the parking lot. I have no information that says that shots were fired inside the mall.
One of the things that the Circle Center has been, Circle Center has had a, correct me if I'm wrong, Circle Center had a relatively quiet year in 2014. Is that fair to say?
Yes, I would. That's a fair assessment.
Because we didn't have a conversation all year, either with you or anybody with IMPD or the chief, about any mess in 2014 at Circle Center.
Correct. Correct. I mean, this is not our first time dealing with this type of issue with malls in general. And so we have a very good plan in place. We have a very good response to these type of incidences. But, you know, obviously we have to work with the mall. We have to work with the businesses to, you know, it's our understanding that AMC is a separate, although it is on the within Simon Mall, it's a separate entity. So, you know, just working with all of those groups to ensure that they have a, that they do everything possible to make that environment as safe as possible. Sometimes it's a little bit challenging because you're working with so many different people.
Now, granted, the Castleton is private property. The AMC is private property. People are assuming that there's going to be extra law enforcement. Simon would have to ask IMPD for that?
Well, Simon has already identified some off-duty officers, and they hired those individuals for even this past Saturday. They had six, but you know, again, having six and having 200 to 400 kids at the mall, I mean, you can see how those six are outnumbered. So they're going to have to call in additional assistance.
Is it all? I remember after the incident in 2013. And the next weekend, the chief was out there and some community people walking the mall.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like a police convention in terms of the number of officers. Can we assume we might see that next weekend?
You're not sure yet. Yeah, I'm not sure yet. I think that'll be a discussion that the chief will have with the commander and find out what is our best response. But, you know, normally what we found through the years is our best response is working with community groups to offer these children alternatives. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's why we advocated for the safe havens that were going on.
But there was no safe haven this past. I know there were safe havens before New Year's Eve and before Christmas, but there was no safe havens this past Saturday.
That's correct. And so we have to find community partners that are willing to partner with us to have more of these safe havens so these kids have something to do and somewhere to hang out that is supervised.
All right. I have a suggestion for a safe haven, but I'm gonna let you get off the phone because I don't want you to be around when I make that suggestion. You have what is called deniability. Sergeant Kendall Adams with IMPD telling us from IMPD's point of view what really happened at Castleton Square Mall on Saturday night. I appreciate it. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310. Let us start. First caller of the year is anonymous and says they worked at the mall. Hi there. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. What's up?
Well, I happened to be out there Saturday evening when all the excitement started. And I have to tell you, Amos, this is just not let's put it like this. The excitement started. We noticed a bunch of kids congregating down toward a food court in front of Wet Seal, probably about 7:45-ish.
Mm-hmm.
We noticed a bunch of kids, mainly children, unfortunately, Amos,
mm-hmm.
mainly our children,
mm-hmm.
running down toward the full food court, and then about 5 minutes later, everyone starts running back toward Macy's.
Right.
That's as far as I could see.
Did you notice, when you noticed that congregation of young people near the food court, was there visible security around there?
I noticed that. Now, let me tell you, I had been told that security had been called because of this large group of children. Now, let me tell you something, Amos. This is really strange to me. I noticed large groups of teenagers out there when school is out. The weekend before, there were large groups of teenagers out there as well. But I'm not just talking about teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
I am talking about 9, 10, 11-year-olds, 12, sometimes 8, that are being dropped off at this mall on a regular basis with no parental supervision whatsoever.
So now let me ask you, as someone who works in the mall, I don't want to know where you work in the mall. That's not germane. Would you agree that it is time for Simon to implement a policy that they created 20 years ago when they owned Mall of America, called a parental escort policy, where anyone under the age of 18 on Friday and Saturday evenings from about 6 o'clock on would have to be accompanied by an adult 21 and over?
You know what? I would tend to agree, only because of what I've seen during this time period that I have been there.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, we weren't allowed to go to the mall without our parents.
Mm-hmm.
Our parents were like this: you don't have any money, why are you out there?
Mm-hmm.
So we found other things to do.
Mm-hmm.
The mall was not the weekend hangout for us. We participated in sporting events, school dances, things of that nature. You know, maybe we went to the movie, but there was an adult chaperone.
Mm-hmm.
Other things, skating,
Yeah.
So I don't know why these children aren't taking a part of it. And maybe because a lot of the parents may not be able to afford it, but some of them can, because if they're dropping them off at the movies and the stores that I see them going into, they're spending some money. But I will tell you, as somebody who's out there on a weekly basis, the mall is being used as a babysitter.
Mm-hmm. But I think in fairness, a lot of malls, whether they're black or white, are being used as babysitters. Castleton is not immune to that. The other malls are.
Exactly. And I understand that. It's a popular mall. People like to hang out there. Kids like to be seen, see and be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens. Now, when you had the incident in 2013, it was a similar weekend. We had this unusually high amount of teens and kids. Everyone was like, why are so many kids out here today? Same thing with this past Saturday. We were trying to, why are so many kids out here tonight? I mean, hundreds
of kids. And I'm wondering, because if I remember the incident a couple of years ago, it was unseasonably warm that Saturday. This past Saturday was unseasonably warm. And I'm wondering whether there's a weather pattern and mall management should be aware of that. Sometimes I think that shopping malls they're not as good as Andrew Luck reading defenses.
Right.
And maybe they need to hire some folk that are skilled at understanding the psychology of young people.
Yes, but also, Lamus, I'm sorry, I've got to get back to this.
Okay.
I have to get back to the parents of these kids. I'm sorry, why are you dropping your children off at the mall, unprotected, unsupervised, some of these groups of kids we see are there on a regular basis. That's their thing.
Let me ask this other thing. Should Castleton implement mall moms and dads, similar to what has been in effect at Circle Center now for more than a decade, almost maybe 20 years now?
I don't think, honestly, to be honest with you, it's not about mall moms and dads.
Mm-hmm.
Because regardless of who you are, there are kids out there who are good. We're just out there with their friends, just hanging out, wanting to buy things.
But then here's the deal. For the irresponsible parents, in your view, then what do you do with them? Unless you
hold those parents responsible.
What do you charge a parent for leaving a kid off at a mall?
No, you can't charge them for leaving off at a mall, but you have to, I understand that at one point in time that mall was actually going to parents and saying, look, if you're dropping your parent kids off of the mall, this is what we expect. And that's just like, and I think maybe that was even in writing. And then parents were just throwing that out the window and going on about their business.
So why don't they do that again?
You know, it may not be, it may be a thing that they may not have the manpower.
Wait a minute, they're Simon. They have a profit of over $1 billion.
Okay, I'm just saying it.
And
you
they
all have a budget.
No. I recognize you work there. I look at the in fact, during the commercial break, I'm going to go to Simon's website and pull up how much profit they made. They are not hurting for money.
But here's, I'm going to go back to this, Amos, as someone, you know, who works, at that mall.
Yeah.
You also have to look at the malls are there. Yes, they're there open to mm-hmm. make money. And shoppers there do not want to have to go through 50,000 children to get to a store. So at one point in time, yes, Simon should do something. But what all can Simon really do? If you're at the mercy of people just dropping their kids off, and then what do? Maybe you can have the mall moms and dads.
No, but Simon created a policy. We'll talk more about this after break. Simon created a policy 20 years ago for the largest shopping mall in the country that deals with this problem and has been successful for more than 20 years at a mall 3 to 5 times the size of Castleton. And it works. And the mall makes money. It's called Mall of America, if you've ever heard about it. And we'll talk about that and hear more. It's After News with Amos After These.
Hello, this is Pastor Michael K. Jones, and you're listening to After News with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
239-1310, 239-1310. It's After News with Amos. Let me go back to the phones. And Edward, hi there. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm calling not necessarily about what's going on at the mall. I was put in contact with you or told to call you about felonies that I have, and I'm trying to know how to get them expunged.
How old are the felonies?
The felonies are 8 or 9 years old.
Okay,
From Ivy Tech with an associate's.
Well, hold on. Let me back up. When you say the felonies are 8 or 9 years old, that's when you were convicted?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been out?
I've gotten released in 2007.
Okay. There is a law that allows for sealing those records from employers and other non-judicial offices or entities, and you can get information about that from the Neighborhood Christian Legal Clinic or from the Marion County Clerk's Office.
I talked to the legal clinic, and they said that because of my particular felony, or one of my particular felonies, because it was a violent felony, and there was nothing that they could do.
Was it murder?
No, sir.
Every felony is covered under the procedure. There are certain time limits and periods of waiting, but every felony other than murder is covered under the law. When did you talk to the legal clinic?
It was a couple of years ago.
The law changed about a year ago. The law changed about a year ago. So you need to go back to the legal clinic.
All right. I appreciate you. Thank
all right. Appreciate you. 239-1310. You know, it would help when you get off your vacation to make sure that your phone doesn't ring in the middle of what you're doing. 239-1310. Back to the phones. And Gia, hi there.
Hi, yes. We were out at the mall Saturday out at Castleton Square Mall, and we left probably about a half hour before everything happened.
Okay.
But I was with my daughter and my granddaughter, who was in a stroller. And the week prior, we were out there on the Friday, the day after Christmas, which is one of the busiest days for returns and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was literally, I'd say, 50 to 60 children in front of all the stores down by Victoria's Secret. We couldn't hardly get in that store. Then we came out, and we tried to go down to Bath and Body Works, and they were having a sale, so they already had their patrons in their store. But then trying to get into the store in between these kids was a task.
When you say these kids, were they just standing there?
Yes, they were standing there. They were loud. A lot of the young girls, the clothes that they had on just took me back to younger days of when you would try to sneak out of the house. You have on one thing, you get to the mall, and you put on something else. They had on belly tops. It was kind of chilly that day.
Let me ask a question. Where was security?
Now, okay, as we left from that end of the mall going down to Stride Right for my granddaughter, we were passing by, so we saw them on the segways, and they were, you know, like kind of rushing toward that area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard one of the security women say, I told you, talking to a young boy, she said, I told you about a half hour ago, if I didn't see you with the bag, you would have to leave the premises.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, oh, I'm going down here to go buy something. And so he's kind of pleading his case.
Mm-hmm.
So we walk on. So I tell my daughter, I said, you know what? This makes no sense. When I was coming up and when we went to the mall, my mom always said, you have money, you go to the mall. If you don't, you don't need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody can accuse you of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we go down there, and once we get down there, we go over to the Foot Locker.
Mm-hmm.
So my daughter's trying to get my granddaughter's foot size. Well, it's like 8 young girls sitting on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm standing there, so I said, well, let me see if they're, you know, trying on shoes. I stand there for about 20 minutes. None of them had shoes to try on.
They were just sitting on this is the bench inside the store.
Yes, inside the store. So what I did, I said, excuse me, sweetie. I said, do you mind if I sit down? Oh, no. We're just sitting here debating on what we're going to do. So when I sat down, they kind of looked at me, and then they all got up and they left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they were walking out of the store, they encountered some young boys. So they're all standing out there loud. I mean, just out there for no particular reason.
I honestly think
that what needs to happen
mm-hmm.
is these parents need to be held accountable.
Well, then, hold on. Okay, then, how do you hold a parent accountable?
Because...
How? Not the reason why. How do you hold them accountable?
You hold them accountable because Simon is...
Hold it. How do you do that?
What you need to do is when the children come in the mall,
mm-hmm.
unsupervised,
mm-hmm.
they need to tell them, you cannot come back unless you have a parent.
Now, would you agree with me that Simon ought to institute what is called a parental escort policy, which exists at nearly 100 malls in this country, including one that Simon owns in suburban Denver, where on a Friday and a Saturday from 6 p.m. on, young people under 18 don't get in unless they're accompanied by an adult 21 and over?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because for one reason, you have older people there.
Mm-hmm.
I've even noticed Caucasians. A lot of Caucasians come when the mall opens and they leave about 4. You hardly see a lot of them out there because they know around when the clock strikes about 5 or 5:30, then they know that a lot of the kids are going to come in, African-American kids. I'm just going to call it what it is. It's
mm-hmm.
true.
Right.
And so when they come in, they don't want to be bothered with that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I saw in the news, and my daughter came running in my room Saturday night, was like, turn on the news. I saw a young girl, she had on a gray jacket and some red pants. Well, one of the police officers was telling them to kind of get back. She was in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Parents nowadays wonder why you have situations that happen with kids and what, not saying provoking an officer, but that is law enforcement. You are to respect them.
I don't disagree with you, Gia, and I know a lot of other people want to talk. Do me a favor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need to write Simon Property Group.
I will.
I'm going to give you a couple email addresses. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And this is for everybody. You want to make Simon change. See, Simon doesn't want to change. Now, I understand our parents have to change. I get that. Behavior of our kids, the very small minority that causes these problems, they have to change. But Simon's also got to change. Simon created a policy that works to keep people safe and cut down on unescorted kids in weekend evenings at the mall. They invented it. They won't implement it here. So here's the deal. If you want to write a snail mail letter to Simon, it's Simon Property Group, 226 West Washington Street, Indianapolis, 46204. They have a couple of email boxes for customercare@simon.com. CustomerCare@Simon.com or PR@Simon.com. PR@Simon.com. See, without breaking confidences, I have been trying to get Simon Malls to have somebody come on this program and ask the community for help. They think if they come on this program talking about this problem, they would be insulting the community. I tried to tell them.
They
think if they come on there and say, well, we need to do restrictions or what have you, y'all ain't going to take it well. I tried to tell them. You all would be applauding them. I think our community wants to hear from Simon. What you gonna do, Willis?
They do need to hear that.
Trust me, I told them that straight up this morning. With the greatest respect possible, but they need to hear from the community. So Simon Property Group, 225 West Washington Street, Indianapolis 46204, or send emails to customercare@simon.com or PR@simon.com. And especially,
one more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yes, it does start with Simon. However, before these kids get to Simon, they are still under the care of their parents. And I do think that law enforcement should also start go to the grassroots communities and tell these parents of the children how to respect law enforcement. Because again, no, it's not right what has happened in the media, what has happened to a gentleman last year in the media.
Right.
But when you walk up to a police officer like this young woman did, I almost fell off my bed because I'm like, oh my God, does she know that he could have taken her to jail, he could have pulled his gun because she was in his face.
I don't disagree with you. And here's the other thing I was going to suggest. I didn't want to suggest this when I was on with IMPD. Simon has a youth foundation called the Simon Youth Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
What a great thing it would be for the Simon Youth Foundation to step up to the plate and provide funding for these underfunded programs that can work with our parents, that can work with our young people. As much money as black folks done spent at Simon Mall.
More than 70%.
driven by 78% of the black shoppers at Simon Mall are sisters, like you.
Mm-hmm.
And making more than 30. See, I think the marketing people at Simon assume that everybody black that goes to a Simon Mall is poor. And they make less than $30,000 a year, but Scarborough Research Independent says the vast majority make over $35,000 and almost 40% make more than $50,000 a year.
Yes, that would be true because to me, Castleton is still considered a middle class mall and then you have Keystone at the Crossroads.
No. Castleton is a little more upgraded than a quote unquote middle class mall. It's not Keystone at the Crossing. You're right. And it's not Clay Terrace. But when you're the only mall on the north side because Simon abandoned Washington Square and abandoned Washington Square, what do you expect? It's the only mall north of Washington Street.
Yes, it is.
All right, appreciate the call. Thank you. Suggestions. 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. Back to the phones in Felicia. Hi there.
Hi.
How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What's up?
I'm sorry. My thoughts were that I would like to see the mall implement some type of restriction regarding the hours and everything like you were talking about. I think that's the most important thing that they need to do there because they're not going to be able to control the children. They're not going to be able to control the parents with the children, but they can control the property. And I think in order to do that, to have restrictions, since it is private property, that they have control over that part of it. And I think that would eliminate a lot of the problems.
I totally agree with you, Felicia. The other thing that I heard from Gia that disturbed me because they do this differently at Circle Center. And I've seen this over the years. At Circle Center, which is also a Simon Mall, they do not allow large groups of young people to congregate. So the Circle Center is a little easier for security to walk because you basically are walking around those floors, right?
Right.
What they do is the security walks around those floors, and if they see more than five or six young people in a clump congregating, they tell them to start moving on. When I heard Gia, the previous caller, talk about 50 to 60 young people in front of a store, my first thought was, where was security to break that up?
Right.
You know, Castleton is so big, so wide, to be blunt about it, I don't think Simon has enough, A, security to handle the crowds, A,
and they
don't have security that understands young people. Take race out of it. That understands young people. That would be like putting you and me in charge of the Colts trying to read Denver's defense Sunday. We can't do it because we don't know. What ought to happen is Simon ought to hire some of the people that are doing security at at Circle Center and roll them up to Castleton. There is no excuse for a clump of any kind of people, more than five or six, lumped in front of a store in a mall. I don't care whether it's a black mall, white mall, green mall, purple mall. That's poorly led security.
Well, I have another question.
Yes.
The numbers that you had given in reference to who's spending the money there sounds like mostly more money's coming from women, black women.
Yes.
Who make pretty good money.
Yes.
Now, do you think that maybe the mall, in having that information about who's spending the money, sometimes people put money first? Do you think maybe because it is a predominantly black spending the money that they feel we don't care
about the
environment that we're shopping in?
No. When Simon looks at the figures, they see out of the total number of shoppers, one in every six shoppers are African American, based upon the research. Based upon the research I'm seeing from Scarborough, one in six. So when they look at it, they don't regard African Americans as a key customer base. If they did, if you go to the Castleton website, do you see black faces on that website?
Right.
No. When you walk into Castleton and see the posters advertising the mall, do you see men and women that and children that look like us?
No.
No. They don't think this is a black mall, because it really isn't. What has happened, though, when one out of every, when 40% of the black community is shopping in this mall, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have a strong patronage there. We're nowhere near the majority. But after a certain time, it looks that way because that's when the young people come in the evening. It's a different environment during the daytime.
Well, if I can make one more comment, I know that many people are saying to hold the parents responsible.
Mm-hmm.
The generations have changed. I'm 50 years old. My children have children. It's a big difference in each generation. I know they say there's not a lot for the kids to do in the city, but there are things for them to do. The problem is getting the parents to get the kids to those things to do. The churches, I think, can be more aggressive in going out to the streets and meeting these kids and seeing what their needs are sometimes. Open up the doors on the weekend, see if you can... You know, if you can't get them in, go out and gather amongst them.
And you're absolutely right. And here's the other problem. There were safe havens just before Christmas and just before New Year's at several churches. But there were no safe havens this past Saturday when you really needed it. But you made some excellent suggestions, my dear. I appreciate it. 239-1310, 239-1310, ENR 2 o'clock hour. The folks from Wish TV, Channel 8. We'll be here because some of y'all are confused because you're looking for certain shows and they're not there. And others of you are looking for other shows and you can't find them. And then you want to know, are the people at Channel 8 still there? Did they go to Cleveland somewhere? So we're going to give you all the facts and information about the big television switch. And then at 2:30, we will tell you about a proposal from the Indianapolis Public Schools to change how commencement ceremonies will be done for the class of 2015. IPS says these are minor changes. I regard them as radical. We'll tell you what they are around 2:30. It's After News with Amos After These.
Hi, this is State Representative Greg Porter, and you are listening to Indiana Broadcasters Hall of Fame inductee Amos Brown right here on 1310 The Light.
Talking about the mess in Castleton. Back to the phones and Anonymous. Hi there. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year to you, Amos, and I hope you had a nice vacation.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
I'm happy to hear that. Well, first of all, I would like to say this.
Okay.
At what point, Amos, that, I mean, we complain or we say things like about, we say it's the mall's problem. We say it's policemen that are not, addressing themselves properly to the teenage society or young people.
Mm-hmm.
We also say it's the teachers. Let me ask you, coming from the biblical perspective, it does say train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he gets older, he will not depart from it. being said, I know that everybody's not a churchgoer or has Christ in their life, mm-hmm. so you deal with a heathenistic mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have that, and you have people that congregate at malls like that,
mm-hmm.
or in, say, for example, even if it was in a neighborhood, well, it seems like to me that if someone had a child and they had their proper parental guidance,
mm-hmm.
it seems like to me they're going to say, listen, come, you don't need to be there because something can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that is coming from a common sense of perspective.
But again, just like there are bad politicians, just like
correct.
There are bad athletes, just
okay.
like that there are bad businessmen, there are
all
bad
right.
parents.
Yes, exactly. So what, the only thing I want to say, at what point do we quit saying, okay, let's throw money into the situation. The last caller, she said, well, the churches aren't doing it. You know as well as I do that the churches are doing an enormous amount of things.
Mm-hmm.
But at one point, at some point, parents, if they don't take responsibility, guess what? It's just like what the Word of God says,
mm-hmm.
The Ten Commandments, the law is for the lawless. So when you see teenagers getting shot and killed and things happening, it's because of the fact that they're suffering the consequences from not rearing their child like the Word of God says.
All right, I appreciate it. I'm going to Marvin right quick at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, Amos.
Hi.
I just
happy
wanted to say, in regards to, you know, this Castleton situation, I just want to challenge churches, and the man said the churches are doing, not all, and I wouldn't even say the majority in our community. I would challenge our ministers, a lot of them who come on your show, and, oh, we need money, and the city needs to get, no. Cancel your pastor's anniversary this year. Cancel the Mother's Day service. Cancel the homecoming. Cancel all these things that we do, that we budget in our budget, to do those things and use those funds to open up your church buildings to, help our community. That's where it needs to come from. It needs to come with our parents. And then all you're saying, Amos, about Simon Mall is do something that's common sense that you're doing elsewhere that works. You're not putting the blame on Simon Mall. You're saying you have a policy that's working elsewhere. Use it here. That's what I gather from what you're saying. And so I would just challenge these preachers, especially ones that come on your show and we need money and they you know, the crime money, you know, they kept it hush hush, but we know a lot of that crime money, the reason they have to restructure it. And, you know, people are always trying to be nice to our community because a lot of times we do go off the deep end and say,
but
let me, racist comments.
I don't disagree with anything you said, but you kind of put the onus on pastors, but in some churches, particularly in the Baptist faith, it is the body of the church that makes the decisions. Shouldn't the members bring that up in a church meeting?
Yes, sir. And I'm not saying the pastor. I just made the comment.
Okay.
I'm talking about the churches, though, because we know that some churches have elders.
Yep.
Some have deacons. You
yep.
have your trustee board. The pastor doesn't make the decision on their own. In some churches, let's be honest, the pastor does.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
yeah.
decision. So I didn't mean to just go on pastor. I'm saying, and let me clarify that the church as a whole, we have got to be get our minds invested in that. We need to save our generation.
I know,
that's all I'm saying. So
all
I
right,
think
no,
we
good.
Spend a lot of money on anniversaries and special events. Let's use that money to help our own, help our kids. That's
all right, I appreciate it, my brother. Let me go to Jane right quick at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi. I just want to say that it's time for us to start looking at patterns, not shifting blame from place to place, because it's nothing but a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest Simon Mall in Indianapolis is at Brightwood. They do not have, so Simon knows what they're doing. They know how to secure their places when they decide they want to. The Brightwood Library, the little strip mall, is Simon's first shopping area in Indianapolis. And it's still in existence. Brightwood Library is there. There are the other storefront kind of
right.
Buildings there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a Safeway Market, and it's owned by Simon, owned by Simon.
No,
and
no,
we haven't had worst neighborhood area.
Hold on, Jane, hold on a minute. You were doing fine, and the only disagreement that I will make with you is Simon no longer owns the Brightwood Mall. They have not owned that mall for several years.
Okay, but they were the ones that put the maintenance in there and their trucks still come through there.
No, I understand that, but I want you said that they still own the mall. That is not correct.
Okay, but they know if they can keep that area, have feedback and input to keep that area up,
mm-hmm.
as far as not having the king's violence and all the other stuff we talk about.
I understand, but it's a different.
To keep the mall together, the
thing. No, but you can't compare the mall in Brightwood, which is called a strip center, strip mall, with a large enclosed mall like Castleton. Just like Glendale is a different kind of mall today than it was 15 years ago when it was enclosed.
But my concern is that. Because Simons have had all kind of ventures for public people to come to.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot more under their belt as far as knowing what to do than shifting the blame.
Oh, no. I definitely agree with you on that. Let me go to Jane. We'll be our last caller talking about the mess in Castleton. Hi, Jane. I was trying to get Jane. Oh, that was Jane? Oh, all right. Let me get Jaxter right quick. Then we'll go and talk to folks at Channel 8. Hi, Jaxter. Happy New Year.
Same to you, then, listeners. I think what they could do is let all the kids that's not into damaging stuff
mm-hmm.
take their little cell phones out and snap some pictures of the persons that is doing the damage, and then have the malls get them a reward for taking pictures of, so they'll know who to go after, and this stuff be cut out.
Jaxter, that is one of the greatest ideas I've heard. There's only one minor problem with it.
Uh-oh.
No, the idea is excellent. The idea is excellent. The only problem is Simon does not allow anyone to take pictures inside their mall. That video that Channel 6 took wasn't supposed to be taken because you're not supposed to take any kind of pictures inside a Simon mall.
Well, I never.
It says that on the code of conduct. When you walk in there, the code of conduct that no one ever sees because it's either too small, you can't read it, or it's not located in a prominent place. I actually went out there about 2 years ago at Castleton, the last time there was mess in Castleton, and tried to test the policy. I tried to take a picture of the code of conduct, and this security guard comes over to me. Now, and I'm in my 60s, right? So I'm not some 16-year-old troublemaker. He says, "You can't take pictures in the mall." I said, "Why not?" "Well, it's not allowed." And so, since I'm supposed to be respectful of the men and women in law enforcement, I put my phone back in my little pocket and skedaddled on out. I didn't tell him who I was. I said, okay, that's your rule. Fine. But that is a great suggestion, but they can't use it because of Simon's, rule. And in a social media world where everybody's got a phone with a camera, you can't take pictures, which is why nobody saw pictures of the wrongdoers. Police don't even have good pictures to go on to find the lawbreakers because the good people couldn't whip out their cell phone cameras. Anyway, I appreciate the call. 239-1310. 239-1310's afternoon's name is